Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. So now Percy realizes that it has been 5 days since they have been in Lotus Casino, and that meant that they had only 1 day to complete their quest. It was really weird because they have not been in Lotus Casino for more than 1 hour, and when they came out it has been 5 days. So they didn't wait for another second, they took a taxi to Santa Monica and showed the unlimited casino credit cards. On their drive back, Percy explains his dream that he saw on the truck. He could not complete the dream, as if Lotus Casino has erased his memories. So when they reach the beach of Santa Monica, Percy goes underwater. He could not intentionally breathe underwater, and when he could not hold it anymore, he breathes. And he seemed to breathe underwater just fine. He almost had a heart attack when a shark nudged past him, but the shark seemed so soft. So Percy holded the fin of the shark and the shark took him deeper into the ocean. And there he finds a water spirit, and he recognizes the water spirit as the one he has seen at the Mississippi River. Then she introduces herself as a Nereid, the spirit of the sea, and that she works for Poseidon. Percy was angry that Poseidon did not show up. But the Nereid tells him not to be judgmental, because the gods can't interfere in their kids' problems directly. That's why he sent a messenger. Then she gives Percy a gift, 3 pearls. And the Nereid also said that when you are in need, smash the pearl with your feet. The Nereid also warns him to not trust Hades and follow where his heart takes him. So the trio then heads west in a bus. They go to West Hollywood. Then they wander the streets looking for DOA recording studio, and it seemed like no one has ever heard of them. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.